Well, the crayfish population is at dire levels in the Bay of Plenty, with officials now mulling further restrictions. A limit of 6 crayfish is currently being enforced in the Cray 2 area, which runs along the east coast from Waipu to East Cape. But the population has been hammered by commercial and recreational fishing, and the new minister, Stuart Nash, says something needs to be done, and done quickly.
And the most extreme option is to actually close the whole fishery down. Now, they're not suggesting that at all. Obviously, that affects the livelihood of a whole lot of people, but it also affects the community itself. But there are a number of options. But what I would say is, if we are to get this fishery back to health, then I think everyone has a part to play, all from the recreational guys through the iwi through to the commercial chaps.
So that was the Minister Stuart Nash. Now, Russ Hawkins is a crayfisher and the owner of Fat Boy Charters in Mount Maunganui, and Russ is with me. Hi, Russ.
Good afternoon, Larry.
So how serious is this, Russ? How difficult is it to go out and find a cray?
Yes, it has been pretty damn difficult for quite a number of years, for a number of reasons, and I attended a meeting in Whakatane yesterday, and it was a very good meeting with commercial, recreational and customary. And the good part to me is that at least the future is looking brighter. There's been a very low recruitment for the last number of years, and as I said, this is something that I take my hat off to the commercial guys, that they have taken a voluntary cut from their 236 tonnes allowed for the area, set in 1997, and they've dropped that down to 200, and then for the last year, they've dropped it, for the current year, they've dropped it down to 150 tonnes.
So what are the reasons for the low numbers of crayfish then? Because, I mean, the Bay of Plenty where you are, for example, I mean, you just needed to go offshore and you'd find some crayfish.
Yes. Yeah, I've been here since 1970, and it was great then. But it's to me, there's a number of reasons that it could have been diminished, and I don't think we should aim at commercial at all. In the fact that there's been, as I said, very poor recruitment. The purists that come in from the ocean and from eddies, sometimes down the Wairarapa coast, if that goes the wrong way for a season or two, then maybe six to 8 years down the track, then those crayfish just don't appear because they've been eaten up or drifted away and consumed by other beings.
Is there a lot of black market stuff going on?
I honestly don't know, but it is estimated, I think, between 50 and 60 tonne, and that's something we did discuss at the meeting yesterday in Whakatane, where they were considering having some sort of identification so that when you went to a licensed fish receiver, they always have the crayfish totally intact. And if it was, a crayfish was caught recreationally, an idea talked about was cutting the middle telson at the end of the tail, snipping that off just the end of it, and so that could show that crayfish was caught recreationally, so therefore should not be in any restaurant or wherever else.
What about closing the entire Cray 2 area down? How feasible is that? How would that hit the industry?
I think it would be terrible. I honestly think, looking at this very current season that's running now, that it seems to have improved. We seem to have reached, the bottom of that horrible depletion, if you like to call it, last season. And it is looking better this year, I'll be quite honest. It is looking a lot better. And also, they're now setting traps is the wrong word, but they're putting in purless devices down the coast voluntarily again, and the purless, which is a little tiny crayfish, maybe 15, 20 millimetres long, will hide in those little crevices, and they can pull them, have a little look, and that's apparently looking very encouraging. So, again, 5 to 6 or 8 years down the track, they will hopefully come on stream.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it. Good name for your charter. That is Russ Hawkins, Fat Boy Charters.
Larry Williams.